but because he can't see Jesus, but he knows he's in his presence. And Jesus calls out, starts talking to him. Jesus knows that Bartimaeus sees him more than just a good teacher. And he asks Bartimaeus a very profound question, which I think is one that we too should allow him to ask us. Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying, "Take heart, get up, he's calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprung up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you?" What would you say? I guess it's easy if you've got something obvious. But the truth is, many of us, as we look at our lives, we go, "Actually, I'm doing all right." And there isn't anything necessarily particularly obvious. And we need to work it out. Because I believe the same question's true for each one of us. What do you want me to do for you? Well, for Bartimaeus, it was obvious. It was his immediate need. It was the thing that was stopping him from living life to the full. "I want to see again. I want to see again." It's his sight. Next picture. Bartimaeus gets his sight back. Have you ever seen a blind person get their sight back? I've only ever seen it once. We do a thing with Just Stir for you. No, because I've already explained that Bruce is a former vicar. He set up this thing called Maseno Project, which is now called Just Earth, and where we sponsor farm schools and we help train up farmers to do things in Kenya. Well, that's where our farm schools are. And I had a privilege a number of years ago now to go over to Kenya and to see one of the farm schools that we were sponsoring. And we went over... we started to pray with some of the people there after a message had been given. What they did is they showed a film about Jesus. Now, this is unusual because in the part of Kenya where they were, they don't have electricity, so we had to get generators, get the film projected and everything, and everyone was watching the film. And then I was with a guy called Patrick who was heading up the whole thing. And at the end of the film, he went, "This Jesus you've just seen a film about, do you want to know him? And this Jesus who healed on that film heals today. Who wants to be healed? If you want to be healed, form a queue." And they did. They formed a queue. And we were there for a long time, praying for people to be healed. And so much so that there's a part of me that gets very impatient. I don't know if you're like this sometimes. So you'd pray for someone. And we learnt as well that when you're praying for someone, you first of all, you say, what do you want Jesus to do for you? And many of them would say, "I've got a headache and I've got stomachache," which is through the lack of food and stuff. And so we would pray for that. And often God would take that away quite quickly, and then we learn to say, "Is there anything else you would want God to do for you?" And then they would tell you the other issue, and then you pray for that. And by God's grace, we saw many people healed. Well, this lady came towards me with somebody who was translating, and said, "I said, what would you like Jesus to do for you?" He said, "About the head and the stomach." So we prayed for that. I said, "Is there anything else?" She went, "Oh, could you pray for my eyes?" So as I said, I wasn't paying a lot of, you know, such a long queue, just wanting it all to happen. So I said a prayer over her eyes, put my hand over her eyes and said, "Jesus, would you come by your Holy Spirit, and just waited, and then said, and eyes be healed, and just waited. Now, as I said, I'm very impatient. So after about a minute or so, I went, anything happening? And she went, yes, I can see your Land Rover. Now, the Land Rover was, if we're here, probably just beyond that wall there, just a little bit beyond. So it was through the open church you could see the Land Rover. I said, well, you couldn't see the Land Rover before. And the translator went, no, she was blind. I thought, when you asked me to pray for your eyes, I just thought it was kind of like they were hurting, or, you know, now you can see. Yes, she was blind, but now she can see your Land Rover. I went, that's amazing. Father God, we thank you for that. And she was like mildly happy. So that's the only time I've ever seen it. I've seen God do other things, but that's the only time I've seen blind eyes opened. Now, I can't say my faith was up there. In fact, I think God was gracious in not letting me know that she was blind, because my faith would have just dribbled out of my boots at that time. But it was an awesome thing. I think I was. How did I feel? I just felt, wow, God, you are amazing. When they said that, she was blind, but now she can see. I just thought, wow, this is truly amazing. And I was just inside. I was like, really? I was jigging and dancing, but obviously being British, I went, that's really good. That's very good. And so I just get a sense of how Jesus must have felt when that moment happened. Eyes be opened, and they open, and Bartimaeus sees Jesus face to face. I just think Jesus must have had the biggest grin on his face, going, Barty, welcome to the seeing world again. I don't know, but he would have just seen a big, huge face there, smiling back at him. So I think Bartimaeus would have been pretty happy by the answer that he had given to him. What do you want me to do for you? I'd like to see again. That happened. And his response was to follow Jesus. That was his response. He followed him on the way. He continued his journey with Jesus. What about you? If we go to the next picture. What about you? How would you answer that question if Jesus was here instead of me? And that would be great, wouldn't it? What would you have me do for you? I don't know how the world sees you. You may be seen as successful like the rich young ruler. You may have your own business and it's going well and you're doing quite, you know, successful, and people look at you and they go, wow, they're doing really well for themselves. And you may even be thinking in yourself, yeah, no, I am actually doing pretty well for myself. You know, there's a part of me that sometimes feels like that. And I'm just a mere area dean of a team rector. But just by being married to Liz, I feel truly blessed. And that's the truth of it. And having a family that I've got, I do feel truly blessed. I've got no money, but so the rich isn't in it, but I do feel truly blessed. And I just think sometimes, and our church has been growing now for a number of years, and people look at me and they go, well, you're successful in what you do. And I even talked to some other church leaders and we discuss things. And I always say to them, there's power in being a leader of a growing church. Bishops listen to you if you're growing a church, because there ain't many around. The bishops and the Church of England are listening to New Wine, because they've suddenly realized a lot of their growing churches of following new wine values and visions. And they're going, this is interesting. So we're seen as successful. But my salvation is not on that. My salvation is God's righteousness at Christ's expense. Grace. So what do I want to see Jesus do for me? Well, that's between me and Jesus. You may be seen successful and you may be thinking, what do I want? What do I want? It's good to tussle with that. What is it that you would want Jesus to do for you? Work it through. You may not feel like that. You may feel that you can identify more with Bartimaeus. And you may be thinking, Mike, I'm not sure about physically blind, but spiritually I'm struggling. I can't see a lot going on at the moment. I'm struggling to even be here. And if that's true, well done for being here, for making it here. Well done. Or it may be that you've got some kind of illness and you're struggling with that. But I think you need to just try and work through, what do you want Jesus to do for you? What is that thing? What do you want me to do for you? And Jesus asks the blind man, Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you? Because actually, some people with disabilities or of their illness, that's not the concern for them, actually. It's something else that they would far rather have their number one thing. Jesus doesn't assume that his blindness is his major issue. He may have said something along the lines of, well, I'm struggling with lust. And Jesus would have sorted that out for him. So when we pray for others, we should also not assume what they want, but ask them. What do you want me to do for you? And I think there's also another clue between the rich young ruler and Bartimaeus as well, and it's the desperation. Bartimaeus is screaming out above the crowd. He is desperate. Jesus! If I was in my church, I'd really just shout now. Every now and then they jump up at their pews when I used to do it. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. There's a desperation. Liz and I met up with a couple the other day and we were just chatting about things. The lady said, yeah, sometimes there's power when we cry, when we pray. I think it's the sowing in tears. And I just thought, that's it. Sometimes when I'm praying, I'm crying. And I think that there's truth in that, that sometimes those prayers where we're really desperate, when we're really allowing our minds and our hearts and the spirit and our soul, and we're just putting everything into it, and it just affects us physically, that we start crying, that we know there's a desperation, there's a passion, there's something that we're trying to connect with God about an issue. And those prayers are sowing in tears. And somebody else may reap that with joy at a later date, or it may even be you. But there is power in those kinds of prayers. And it's okay to pray, Lord, let me be more desperate for you. I'm just going along and I'm not feeling very much. And Lord, I need to feel desperate for you again. When you encounter Jesus, these two guys, the rich young man and Bartimaeus, we won't call him blind Bartimaeus because he can see now, but Bartimaeus had totally different reactions. One of them met Jesus, and by the end of it, his face had fallen and he walked away sad. Whereas the other one, his face looked totally different and walked with him happy. When you encounter Jesus, what's your response? Are you happy? Or do you feel a sense of heaviness? How desperate are you? When you encounter Jesus, does your face fall because of your responsibilities or wanting to follow closer? Bartimaeus, he wanted to follow closer. He followed him on the way. Father, I pray that you would help us as we encounter you to be ready to ask the question, answer the question, what do you want me to do for you? Help us, Lord, to know ourselves and our hearts and our desires, not just of the outward things, but of the more deeper issues. And help us to have a desire and a desperation to follow you and to follow you on the way. Amen.